Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. The changeover from the A17 to the B17 transmission schedules commenced on October 30, 2017. As expected, there has been an increase in broadcasts in Farsi, that's Persian, and a continuing reduction in English output worldwide. Frequency usage in the 21 MHz spectrum has decreased as compared with the A17 season, and only one broadcaster is now using the 17 MHz band, that's the 15 metre band. Some broadcasters are persisting with high-powered DRM, that's Digital Radio Mundial services, for long-haul, multi-hop, high-frequency transmissions. Oblivious to the technical limitations of this technology, which according to some engineering sources has now become almost a total failure. High-frequency DRM is now only suitable for short-haul, single-hop transmissions for rebroadcasting in local areas or nationally. This is a summary of notable frequency occupancies as researched here in Melbourne since the new season started. Note across the time span 1800 to 1900. Solar activity has been 10.7 centimetre radio flux 7878, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has dropped to 1313. And according to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales in Australia, those figures are very low and they're not likely to increase in the immediate future. Now, between 1800 and 1830, this is where most of the activity has been observed, particularly in the 41 and 31 metre bands. 7235 England, the Kelvin Brothers using the relay at Wolferton with the Russian program to Europe. 7245 Moldova, a new broken broadcast is noted from Chisinau, broadcasting in various languages, believed to be a political service. 7285 China Radio International from Xi'an in Chinese, and on 7415 in the same in Persian and from the same transmitting site. 7465 the BBC from Singapore at Kijang with its broadcast in Persian. 7480 Moldova Bahai Radio, the religious broadcasting station from Chisinau, broadcasting in Persian. And 7495 Germany, the Voice of America from with its Diwa radio programs, broadcasting in Pashto from Biblis. And 9355 Kuwait, the IBB with broadcast in Pashto, and 9370 the same language, same transmission actually, same broadcast, BBC from Thailand from the Udon relay station. 9400, the Overcomer Ministry, broadcasting from Sofia in Bulgaria in English. And 9435, North Korea, the Korean Central Broadcasting System station at Pyongyang, with programs in Korean. 9450, China Radio International from Kashi, broadcasting in Hausa from the Chinese mainland. And 9455, the Voice of America from the Wolverton Relay Station in England, with programs in Amharic. And other services from Wolverton on relay include 9635, the IBB, in programming in Afar. 9650, the Voice of America in Arabic. And 9775, the England again, Radio Ashar, broadcasting from Wolverton in Arabic. 9785, France, Deutsche Welle from the Issoudun relay station with programs in Hausa. So that's the run-up of signals noted in the, well, signals of note monitored in the 31 metre band here in Melbourne during our pre-sunrise period, and those were monitored since the new transmission season started. Now, between 1830 and 1900, we'll look at the 49 metre band. 5885, the Philippines, the Voice of America from Tanang, with its programs in Korean. 5900, Bulgaria, the Overcover Ministry from the Kostanbrod transmitting station, relay station, in English. And 5935, Radio Romania International, with English. And 5955, the same station, with broadcasts in Romanian. And another frequency for Romanian is 5990 at the same time. And another one is 6180, Radio Romania International in German, and that actually signs on just before 1900. 6070, China, China Radio International from Beijing in Russian. 6130, Trans World Radio Africa from Swaziland, broadcasting from its Manzini transmitting station with African languages. And 7365, Germany, the transmitter at Nauen is now being used by a new brokered broadcasting service in various languages, mainly programming of a political nature. And 9570, Madagascar, World Christian Radio, broadcasting from the relay station there in Russian. So some activity there in the 4 meter bands, but not much activity on the higher frequencies at that time period, 1800 to 1900, at least as noted here in Melbourne. 25 meter band, only one or two signals. 19 meter band, no signals at all. 16 meter band, no signals. And 13 meter band, no signals. So bands are looking a little scarce at the moment, scanty for signals, but that's expected because of the low sunspot activity, low sunspot count, and the low solar flux numbers, and also the fact that many broadcasters have realised that those sort of frequencies are not going to propagate very reliably over long distances, particularly during those time periods. So they're using now, for the new season, more frequencies in the 5 megahertz, 6 megahertz, 7 megahertz and 9 megahertz bands. Some schedule information now for international broadcasters, which apply to the new transmission season. Radio Kuwait. Current schedule includes these services. 09:45 to 13:15. On 15110 with 250 kilowatts, 310 degrees antenna azimuth to Western Europe in Arabic, which is the general service, and that's in DRM digital mode. 1000 to 1200 on 17760, also 250 kilowatts, antenna 084 degrees to Southeast Asia, broadcasting in the Filipino language. So two frequencies there for Radio Kuwait, the 16-19 metre bands. That's for daytime coverage in the area to the east of Kuwait, broadcasting to Western Europe and the Philippine service to Southeast Asia. And Pakistan, for a new transmission season from Radio Pakistan, Pakistan Broadcasting Corporation shows these services currently authorised to use frequencies in the morning period in Pakistan. Between midnight 45 and 02:15 on 13630 in Urdu, and the same time period on 15730 in Urdu. From 0500 to 0700 on 17770 and 17820, with programming in Urdu and English. And between 0830 and 1104 on 15630 and 17895, also with programming in Urdu and English. And between 0900 and 1000, two transmitters, 9540 in local, in Bengali, and 11865, also in Bengali. And those two frequencies continue between 1000 and 1030 with broadcasts in Nepalese, or Nepali, it's also known. And between 10:45 and 11:45, two frequencies, 9900 and 11750, broadcasting in Hindi. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.